This podcast is brought to you by no one. If you're interested in sponsoring this broadcast, email us at c4podcast@chrisklem.net. Thank you.
Welcome back to this Tuesday's Chris Clem's Cavs Cast. It's me, Chris. If this episode sounds worse than normal, I apologize. I'm recording it right now, driving on I-80 West from the Cleveland area to Chicago. It's approximately 5:08 on Tuesday, April 14th, the day before tax day. And I think I speak for everyone when I say, let's get the god playoffs started already. Last night, the Cavs, they beat the Pistons like 109-97, which is still a blowout, but it was ridiculous beyond that. It was like 60-30-something at halftime. J.R. Smith, J.R. Swoosh, at 28 points. He had another game with more than 7 threes, which is some sort of record. The dude is phenomenal. I know I've said it before, but I'm just going to take this chance on this public forum, this opportunity right now, to admit how wrong I was about J.R. Smith. I have gone so far around on J.R. Smith that I am firmly convinced right now that he will win a game or a series for the Cavs in the playoffs on the road to the NBA championship. Remember Boobie Gibson in 2007, how he had that 36-point game or 32? The Department of Corrections will be on my ass about that at next episode, but that's fine. Whatever it was, Boobie Gibson had 30-some points, and he shot the lights out when the Cavs closed out the Pistons at the Q, which was still one of the most awesome experiences I've ever been a part of, just being in the crowd for that. And I wasn't even in the arena. I was outside. It was still that electric. So I'm very excited for the playoffs to start because I can't wait to get that feeling. But J.R. Smith, he's taller. He's a better defender. He's about the same percentage-wise. He is like the evolved Pokemon version of Boobie Gibson. He had Boobie, then he had the next one's J.R. Swish. I don't know what the third and final form is. I should have a reference here, but I don't. Maybe Kyle Korver. His third form evolves, becomes taller in a different race. That could be. Anyways, he's really damn good. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry I doubted you, J.R. Swish. I was a bad person for doing so. It's funny. There's a video online where he plays golf with a kid with Down syndrome. And he gets along great. And he seems like such a great person. And I never understood why he seemed to be such a cancer in basketball. But whatever he's tapping into, whatever's happening, I'm glad he's on the Cavs for this revival of his career and this spell, because I think it's going to be a big part of what's coming up in the next 2 months. The Cavs also played the Celtics twice, once in Cleveland, once in Boston this past weekend. They lost both games, and which pretty much got the Celtics a shot in the playoffs. Right now they're the 7th seed. I think there's still a chance they could fall to 8th and Brooklyn could overtake them. But it looks like they're going to be in the 7th seed, pretty solid in there, and they're going to play the Cavs in the first round, which is fine because they're horrible. Their biggest supporter in the national media of anywhere is Bill Simmons from Grantland, and even he admits that they're like a team of fourth options that somehow played together and playing way above their talent level. because of their coach, Brad Stevens, who is an amazing coach. He was a coach at Butler in Indiana, college team, small market. They played in the same division or conference as Cleveland State, the Horizon League. They're very good. But I had no idea this guy would be this good in the NBA. He's like the next Greg Popovich. It's amazing. But the fact of the matter is, the Celtics are still garbage. Their best player is probably Jared Sullinger, who is hurt more often than he's not. And when he's not hurt, is still a fat power forward with little to no lift. He's very good. I like him a lot. But let's not act like he's the second coming of Karl Malone. He's more like the second coming of Oliver Miller, but with more injury problems. Maybe Stanley Roberts is a better comparison. Anyways, they're not very good. Isaiah Thomas, he might be their best player. And he was the last pick in the same draft as Kyrie Irving. And he's like a undersized and under-talented Allen Iverson. And Allen Iverson also was very undersized. So just keep that in mind, that this is a team, the Celtics, who the Cavs will be playing. When I tell you that the Celtics owner, his name's like Wick something, like Weiss, I don't know. I don't have any of my notes in front of me because I'm driving right now. So look it up if you need to know the specifics. But the guy said that it would be great if they could play the Cavs in the first round and beat them. He basically said they want to play the Cavs in the first round because they want to face them and beat them. He wants his team, the Celtics, the team whose best players are Isaiah Thomas, not the good Isaiah Thomas, the new Isaiah Thomas, the one who's not as good, the one who's mediocre, and Jared Sullinger. Those are their two best players. Those are their two only good players to play against the Cavs, whose best players are LeBron James, who's won 4 MVPs, and Kyrie Irving, who's playing better than he ever has at any point in his career right now, and whose third through fifth, maybe even sixth best players are all better than their best player. Kevin Love, better than Isaiah Thomas. Timofey Mozgov, for how he's contributing to the Cavs, better than Isaiah Thomas. J.R. Smith, I would take him over Isaiah Thomas right now. So I have to ask Weiss, what the f*** are you thinking? There's no chance! No chance in hell that the Celtics will beat the Cavs in the playoffs. I would put money on the fact that they won't even win a game. Hell, they might not even come within 20 in a final score unless it's so much of a blowout that Mike Miller and Joe Harris are playing the entire fourth quarter. Are you kidding me? You have no shot! Stop running your goddamn mouth in the newspaper. You're a shitty owner. You lucked out that everybody owes Danny Ainge a favor, so they're willing to make some decent trades with him, and he hired an amazing coach. Other than that, you're garbage. Kelly Olynyk, Tyler Zeller, you got a bunch of guys who would be great second big men off the bench, the third man in the rotation. But you got jack otherwise. So don't run your mouth in the newspaper, because the Cleveland Cavaliers are going to whip your candy ass. Besides that fact, just because it's what you want and would be cool does not mean it's good. I wouldn't be lying if I said I would love if all the models and people like that that I follow on Instagram, if I could have sex with every single one of them, but guess what? That wouldn't be good, because one, I don't know if I can handle that much f***. And two, I'm married and my wife would not be happy. And in the long run, it's going to be much better off for me to spend the rest of my life happy with my wife instead of one night with an Instagram model. And I use model lightly. They're basically escorts that are advertising, but I'm getting off topic. The point of the matter is, it's better for me to never have sex with any of them than to do it. Just because I'd want to and that it's cool does not mean that it is good for me or it is that the right thing Or is that the right thing that should happen? Because it would be terrible. I kind of lost my goal here. But what I'm trying to say is, it's like too much of a good thing, man. You guys aren't going to beat the Cavs. It would be cool. Why do you want your roster to go far in the playoffs when you'd be better off getting a draft pick? Do you think this team has any future? The Cavs beat them by like 50 points last month when they actually played their players. You do not want any of this. Trust me. Trust me on that. I'm totally lost. I'm just talking now. I'm driving. I'm just looking out the window. Like, what the hell did I say? I was going to get specific with Instagram models, but I don't know if I want to give up my taste in women yet. Anyways, I'm getting way. This is totally lost. I've lost the ball here talking about basketball. I was going to say all these, like, whatever, Instagram models. We'll just leave it at that.
Now it's time for Kristen's Terms.
Get that big stuff out of here.
This episode's term is ball handling. This refers to dribbling, passing, or receiving the ball. Kyrie Irving might be the best ball handler in the league. Ball handling.
That's what make the highlight reel.
All right, his name is Wick Grousebeck. Listen, Wick, all right? There's a lot of things in life that we all want we can't have. I would love to have sex with Angela White. She's an Australian porn star. But I can guarantee you it will not be good. It might not be good. It might not be what I'm imagining. It would be one time. It would be over. And I don't know. It could ruin a lot of things. It could ruin my mentality. My wife would be very upset. It would ruin my marriage. And in the long run, it would be terrible for me. But for that 15 minutes, let's be honest, for that 6 minutes, for that 2 minutes, it would be awesome. So you got to think it like this, Mr. Grousebeck. Beating the Cavs in the playoffs is going to get you nowhere. Do you think this team's going to win any championship at all? The roster's currently assembled. It's just going to build up confidence in players that you guys need to get rid of. It's just going to make you think you're better than you are. Then you're going to be mad when you end up losing to the Raptors in the second round. And honestly, it's not going to do anything for you. It's not going to sell tickets in the long run. It's not going to make you money in the long run. The whole story will be about how the Cavs choked. Nobody will even say the Boston Celtics won. They'll say the Cavs lost. Do you want that? Do you want that? You don't want that. You don't. All right. Praise be to Mozgod. Oh, I'm getting fired up here because there's nobody around, and I'm in my car, and I'm shouting as it is. Anyways, there's no voicemails this episode because I am in the car while I record this, and in order to get it up, I'm not going to be... I don't know what the voicemails say because I don't have my notes, so there's none this episode. You got too many last time. It's fine. But this is it. The Cavs have one more game left this season. I think it's against the Wizards on Wednesday. There's going to be one more regular season episode Thursday with me. We talk about their playoff outlook and give a playoff preview for the Cavs. And then this weekend is going to be the NBA playoff preview hosted by my wife, Kristen, and comedian Chad Weaver. And it's going to give you a perspective that you don't need to be an expert to understand. You're going to get all the information you need about the NBA playoffs from two people who know nothing about basketball. So look forward to that. Thanks for listening. Leave us a review, rate us on iTunes, you know the drill. Tell your friends, let's go Cavs, and let's get fired up for the playoffs, baby.
Yeah!
Chris Clem's Cavs Cast is brought to you by Chris Clem. The Cleveland Cavaliers do not support, endorse, or in any way approve of this podcast. If you'd like to get a hold of us, our phone number is 330-822-2296. Or you can email me at c4podcast@chrisclem.net. Thanks for listening.